industry faces the same difficulties, same challenges while working with cloud. And cloud, if not now, but very soon will become a commodity. But still, companies are struggling to understand what exactly they have bought on the cloud, what exactly they are doing right or wrong there. So this, in the beginning, we've provided this kind of help and consulting through the services. And then we thought, wait, it's actually a global problem. This problem will be bigger and bigger, and we want to help every company to use their cloud properly.
Vered Schulman, welcome to 20 Minute Leaders. Thank you so much for spending these 20 minutes with me. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you very, very much for taking this time. I know how busy you are, and I'm excited to get to know your world. I'm excited to get to know your own journey and what led you to a Prophecy. You've had experience and worked in numerous phenomenal companies here in the Israeli ecosystem, from Microsoft to Varonis. And so, you know, definitely a lot of experience leading up to what you're doing in RSA, leading up to what you're doing at Prophecy today. And so I'm excited to just dive in. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what is this problem space that we're living in that you came to solve about 6 years ago?
Great question, actually. A little bit of history. We've started our journey with founding the DevOps consultancy firm, and we've done many projects, beautiful projects, helped many customers in the world of DevOps and cloud, with cloud adoption, cloud security, and of course, cloud costs. And what we found that every company, small or large, in every industry, faces the same difficulties, same challenges while working with cloud. And cloud, if not now, but very soon will become a commodity. But still, companies are struggling to understand what exactly they have bought on the cloud, what exactly they are doing right or wrong there. So this, in the beginning, we've provided this kind of help and consulting through the services. And then we thought, wait, it's actually a global problem. This problem will be bigger and bigger, and we want to help every company to use their cloud properly. So we've founded a startup named Prophecy Labs, and we've developed, very original. And we've developed a product named UniSky, something that unifies all the clouds in the sky and provides ability to actually enable our customers to gain control over their cloud, everything, cloud visibility, cloud expenses, a little bit glimpse of cloud security. But in the recent years, the topic of spendings, topic of savings is very, very important. So we focused on this. And currently, during past 2 years, there is a new modern word for this. It's called FinOps, combination of finance and operations. So this is exactly what we are solving. We've created a FinOps operating system, UniSky.
Phenomenal. And so how have, you know, you've been then as part of the cloud transformation. I see multiple transformations, I guess, in cloud. One is the introduction of the new technologies and the new concepts behind cloud, but then there were the early adopters, right? So we saw a boom in companies, you know, anything from the iPhone and Facebook from the 2006-07 to the, I guess, mid 2010s. And it really feels like over the last few years, especially throughout COVID, there's a big push for digitization across the board. So you ran Prophecy already through COVID. What has been your experience in the last 6 years of the adoption of digital and cloud? And how has that impacted your perspective on what the ecosystem needs here?
Yeah, cloud is something that every company needs. Once you have a small team with two developers, you need to use some hardware. Very soon, there will be no concept of buying hardware anymore. We still see companies that we help them to migrate from on-premise to cloud, but in the upcoming years, it will be less and less. And what we saw, you're right, COVID has actually served as a catalyst to this migration. And still, just a funny fact, did you know that currently only 15% of all possible future cloud users are on cloud? We have 85% yet to migrate. So it's a huge market, huge opportunity, huge needs for every company. And our mission, how we defined it, is to make cloud affordable and accessible for every company.
Okay, that's incredible. So looking at that mission, making cloud accessible and affordable to every company, and understanding that 85% of companies are not yet onboarded into the cloud, and so obviously, you know, it's a big mission. Why is this your mission?
I think that we are... It's an interesting question. I think that we already gain so much experience of doing this. We know every bit and byte of how we should build well-architected infrastructure on the cloud. What are the best practices? How we can automate this? How we, our DevOps experts only work according to infrastructure as a code, making everything repeatable and built correctly. And we thought that it would be a right thing to leverage our knowledge to make a nice UI over all our knowledge that we have. And just to make our customers to the user look and feel of a very easy experience of working with the cloud. One of our advantages in the UniSky product is that we enable the full collaboration between all the departments of the company, and everybody can use the cloud. Everybody has the different angles that he needs while they're working with the cloud. And with our platform, you don't have to be DevOps certified engineer. You can be QA engineer. You can be developer. You can be manager. You can be finance, somebody from finance department. And you have your piece of how you should interact with the cloud. And it should be easy. It should be understandable.
Yeah. And if I'm looking at a little bit into your own sort of your own personal journey. So, you know, also if you can help me tie in your, you know, the things you've done until now at the different organizations from Microsoft to RSA, et cetera, how have they led to you becoming excited about this space? You know, these are, I'm assuming that, you know, those were also bigger. I'm noticing those were bigger organizations. And yet I assume that a lot of the work that is potentially to be done here and under your mission is also for smaller companies and not necessarily just the giants. How do you see the connection?
Yeah. You know, all my career, I've been somewhere in between technology and business. Since the university, computer science with business administration, and then all my life I've managed the process of software product development. So I worked within great companies indeed, and all this experience helped me once we started to work in Prophecy, helped me to leverage it to build the right product, to build it in the agile way, in the way when we understand the needs of the customers. So yeah, it's a big change for me. It was a big change to the transformation from working in as a part of a very big company to building something very small in the beginning. But I think that it's a great school for every journey, every entrepreneurship further. So, yep.
Okay, so if you get into now the experience that organizations have when interacting with your platform, what is sort of their journey like, both from a, I guess, customer experience perspective, but then also from a product perspective? How does the integration work? Who do you work with in the organizations? And what are the steps that you take them through?
The integration, we've invested lots of thoughts in the integration, and we're really proud to say that it's very easy. It's literally three clicks. And if you've reviewed our comments that we've gained on the G2 platform, with several quarters in a row, we've gained the easiest to use FinOps platform. And it's literally you're connecting with three clicks. Then in 10 minutes, you see all your cloud infrastructure in one place. And then it's a really role-based journey for everybody. For example, if you're somebody from finance team, you will be interested in billing and all the reports connected to the business needs. And if you're a DevOps, you want to make your job easier and to save manual work and do several clicks and save money, and then you will be starring in these reports in the finance team. So we are actually connecting all the dots inside the organization. In small organizations, we usually work with a few small amount of stakeholders. In large organizations, it can be many groups that are involved, and every user has their own role and your own permission, and together they are able to communicate through our platform.
Phenomenal. And I think obviously when looking at the ambition of enabling smooth work with cloud, and either whether it's to transform into the cloud or optimizing on the cloud, there's different aha moments or moments of, you know, delight, I guess, for the customer. What are those moments for you?
Our platform covers all the possible best practices of FinOps. We actually automate every piece of FinOps. So we see these aha moments for every customer in different places. It's very funny. Sometimes customer sees our first dashboard with a map of all the regions where he has the resources. And he says, wait, why I have something in Australia? I didn't bought anything in Australia. Show me, please show, and let's remove it. And sometimes it's, if we're talking about customers who invested already heavily in all these analytics and working with on cloud expenses and savings, then the aha moment is very satisfying for us, because they are looking and they're choosing many options, and then suddenly they say, wait, this is not something that we have yet. Let's see it. So it's a combination, and actually it's a function of how what the customer already did with their cloud before they started to work with Unisky. And it's a little bit like housekeeping, you know. If you invest in this manually, and then you are bringing help into the house, you it depends if you see the impact on how it was before the housekeeper started to help you.
I think that's really, really interesting. I have two questions that I'd love to get pick your brain on. There's a sentence on your LinkedIn tagline that I think is raising interesting questions on the decision making level of the positioning of the organization. The first sentence reads, Israeli DevOps and Cloud Boutique Company. And so Talk to me a little bit about the Israeli. Why is that the first word on the tagline here?
It was our historical tagline. Since then, many things were evolved, and we've started to recruit people from not from Israel, not only from Israel, and currently we have a site of DevOps engineers, developers. Most of our employees are not Israeli. Mm-hmm. Their roots are in Ukraine, and most of the employees. So now we are presenting ourselves as Israeli-Ukrainian company.
Nice.
Specifically in these days, it's very, you know, when the war started on October 7th, we gained such a great support from our team and team members and partners from abroad, and especially guys from Ukraine who shared their experience.
Yeah, I'm the sure.
Same. Yeah, it's not funny. It's very not normal situation, but
I can only imagine. And regardless, I think that it's still, you know, it gave also a feeling that this is a place that you know really cares about the, you know, it's a cloud company, it's a technology company. Yet when you start, even if it's you know, a tagline of history, starting the sentence with a little bit about who you are, I think that puts a little bit of light into perhaps the culture and a little bit of how you see yourself, sort of on the people side. Is the word boutique still relevant here?
Yes, I think that even when we will have 1,000 team members, it will still be relevant because it's part of our DNA. This is what distinguishes us from other companies in the same area. Our culture is to provide for every customer boutique solution, something that is tailored specifically for this customer. And doesn't matter how big we will become, we will still keep working according to this principle, because I think that this is something that is really missing in the whole concept of SaaS, of service mindset, and it's very important for our customers.
100%. So looking back at these past 6 years, what have been some of the most, I guess, exhilarating or amazing moments for you as an entrepreneur?
I think that there were lots of such moments. Our first recruitments, the money that seed round that we raised, and the boost that came after it, first paying customers, first largest customers. I remember when the first large bank became our customer, our sales executive called us saying they're connecting all their accounts. let's hold this platform. And we said, you know, the platform is fine. let's see what happens. And many exciting moments. And until now, we are currently, many new customers are going on board, even though the situation in Israel specifically and in the world, you know, the overall situation, many new projects are onboarded. Every project, every customer is an excitement.
Phenomenal. If you have to see where this is going to be in several years, well, what's your vision for Prophecy?
We want to be an ultimate platform, operating system for people who are working with cloud. We want to become a company that is, you know, like there are several brands that the name of the brand became became a concept of this product, like Jeep, or even though it's only one of the companies. So we want to become this kind of product in FinOps world, in cloud management world.
Phenomenal. Vera, I really want to thank you for taking the time. I love how you're looking at, first, it sounds like you're very excited about the opportunity of what you're doing. And I didn't realize that 85% of companies aren't yet in the cloud. But also the mission of making cloud affordable and accessible to every company. I think that's it's a wonderful mission. And it sounds and it was just a great conversation. And thank you so much for taking time to share this with me. All the way to the boutique culture of making sure that every customer feels like you're tailoring the experience to them and the solution to them. So thank you very, very much. Wishing you best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.